She can preach too. Don't you think? Yes, sir. I'm going to give you a taste of what God said there. Just a taste. In the Shema, the second,
Glória a Deus por
the second
tudo
verse
que
on the Shema.
Que sejamos mesmo.
In the second verse of the Shema, it says, Behol levavcha. It says, Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. The next verse says, the beginning of the verse says, Behol levavcha. Behol means with all. Levavcha means your heart. With all of your heart. Let me tell you something. Adonai is only interested in one thing from his people. It's the first thing he lists right here. And that's the heart from his people. Do you have the passion and the heart for God? There, being engaged with him is a matter of the heart. You have to get your heart involved. And we haven't allowed our heart. But I was speaking to people who are passionate. I was speaking to people who are Hispanic. And they have a heart. But that heart needed to be awakened for God. You see, nothing less will suffice. I put together, in the book of Deuteronomy, all of these scriptures are in the book of Deuteronomy about the heart. And there are things in there that says, but you will seek Adonai your God with all of your heart, and you will find him when you seek him with all your heart. So now, Israel, what does Adonai require of you? There's a question. What is it that God wants? What is he requiring of you? Here's the response. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. To fear Adonai your God and to walk in his ways. And to love him and to serve him with all of your heart. To serve him with all of your heart and soul. You must listen to the words that a prophet or a dreamer dreams. For Adonai your God is testing you to find out whether you love Adonai your God with all your heart and with all your soul. What that means is that this is not just a matter of he said, okay, get your heart involved, and that he doesn't care anything about it. Instead, he's saying, get your heart involved, and I'm going to check it out. I'm going to check it out. Check it out. Yeshua said, repeated that, those words. He repeated it in Mark, in Matthew, and in Luke. Here's what it said in all three of the Gospels. You shall love Adonai your God with all your heart, with all your soul and all your mind. But the first thing was the heart. In Revelation chapter 2, it says, tell all the messianic communities, tell them, let them know that I am the one who searches the heart. I'm the one that searches the heart. Why is it so hard for us to engage with him at a heart level? I think it's because we have mistrust. Because we have doubt. I think that we totally, at the bottom line, we don't have real confidence in him. It is clear from all the scriptures above that he always expected something. And the thing that he expected was total and complete surrender to him with unconditional love. But there's a part to it too. Unconditional love is the meat. Put the salt and the pepper in it too. And that's passion. Put passion there towards God. I'm not saying towards me. I'm not saying towards football. I'm not saying towards baseball. Put passion on your heart for him, Adonai. We go about our godly business today with a lackadaisical approach, with an enthusiasm and determination. Don't you realize that this is a demonstration of carelessness and laziness when it comes to his things? So when are you going to let your fervor and zeal? What are we waiting for? What are you, people, waiting for? To be zealous about him. To let that happen. You see, I believe the hour is now. And the day is far spent. And your spiritual engine needs a rev. Rev it up. Brum, rev it up. Brum, brum, rev it up. For him. You see, we just continuing. Row, row. We've got this song. We got it down pat. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 merrily. Life is but a dream. And oh, when we're going next. Row, row, row your boat. And we just rowing our boat down the stream. I have been down the stream. In just about all the streams in North Carolina, Virginia, etc. You know what's on the stream? White water. What's on the stream is white water. So you're going to have to buckle up. You can just keep rowing your boat merrily, merrily, and eventually you're going to go into white water. Now what you're going to do? My son loved it. My daughter loved it. I loved it, but I got thrown off the boat more than anybody. And Marilyn stayed on the shore to watch. But see, down the stream, there's not a dream. Life is but a dream. Oh no, life is but a nightmare. See, what happens is time is passing and we have a chill attitude. We develop a chill attitude in the body of Messiah. You see, the time, the Bible says that it arise and shine for your light has come. So you preach that in the United States, and everybody goes, oh, yeah, yeah. I went to these other countries. The thing I love about those other countries is that it's not dead. They're not quiet. You've been to Belo Horizonte. As Lois, the Lord said, tell my people. I need to tell you something. Our time to rise and shine has come. And we need to put lethargy outside. We need to get rid of lethargy. We need to spring forth into action. Otherwise, we become apathetic. The reason we expect nothing is because we ourselves are in continual nothing. Because we don't get excited about God. We are the bears, but we're in hibernation. But the bears need to come out of hibernation. The fact is that we need to awaken our heart and begin to let his spirit and blood flow so we can get in the game before it's too late. We need to get in the game before it's too late. Let me ask you some questions. Don't answer, okay? Where is your enthusiasm? The word enthusiasm comes from thus. The G-H-U means God. Enthusiasm has to do with God. Where is your passion? When was the last time that you were excited about him and his work? Let me remind you that lukewarmness, we can think that, oh, well, I'm not cold. I got some heat in me. Well, that's called lukewarmness and being lukewarm in the Bible. And here's what Yeshua said about that. It makes me vomit. It makes me vomit. Lukewarm is not the answer. Never was the answer. The Bible says that he prefers hot or cold, not in between. So you gotta get on one side or the other. You're not gonna stay cold, or you're gonna have to get hot. You're gonna have to get hot. When the Bible says, "Behold, levavcha," how much of the heart does he want? It's all 30%. It's all 20%. It's all 80%. What does all mean? 100%. When the scripture says we're to do this with all our heart, it means with 100% of us in its entirety. You cannot continue the way we are. We cannot continue the way we are. Let me tell you something. It's time to repent. And it's time to tune up the engine. You have a really good engine. It wants to roar. The Lion of Judah wants to roar. So you really are expecting him to show up to roar, right? That's it. The Lion of Judah wants to roar, so we're expecting him to come. But we're the body of Messiah. The Lion of Judah wants to roar. And he wants to use your mouth to roar. He wants to use you to roar. He wants to use us to roar. We need to get into the enthusiasm. I wish I could give you the enthusiasm pill. I wish I could vaccinate you with enthusiasm. I mean, that some of you like vaccines anyway, so let me get an enthusiasm vaccine and let's vaccinate everybody here. So that when people come in contact with you, they can't help to say, what in the world is going on in your life? Why are you so excited? It's nothing but gloom and doom out there. When Yeshua said, let your light so shine before men, we temper that literally. A light has no noise. Just a noise. No noise, right? Flashlight doesn't make any noise. Right? A laser doesn't make any noise. But what if it was a torch? Is a torch silent? Did they have flashlights in the time of Yeshua? What did they have? I mean, for a big light, I'm not talking a birthday candle here. For a big light, you light that up, and by the way, it makes noise. Let's make noise. Let's make noise for Adonai. See, this is his call today for us. It was for them down there, and it's for us here. The time has come for all good men to get on the roaring program for God. And let's roar for the King of Kings because we are his mouth. We are the body of Messiah, and we need to roar for him because that's what he wants. Shabbat shalom. Amen. So you get an idea of what I did over there. Stand. It's 1 o'clock. There is cake. Come take a piece. Come take. The point is, those of you that are young, all these kids, Elizabeth, get some cake for those kids. Take some home with you. Amen? Amen? Come on. Thank you.